It is the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner from the place to be. That is Hy-Vee each and every Saturday morning. It's the state championship edition of the program here on Sunny 99.7 and yourfortdodge.com. Speaking of state champions, I've got one with me this morning. She's the head coach of Newell Fonda Softball, Coach Courtney Darrow, making her first appearance on the program. Coach, first of all, congratulations and thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on.
It's great to have you here. Your Newell Fonda team this year, it was one of those deals where you guys, I always say if you go to the well enough, eventually you hit water. You'd been four times in a row to the state tournament, and this year you cash in and win it all.
Yeah, you know, I think being there 4 years in a row, the girls were extremely hungry this year, and they were extremely focused all season, and they were on a mission, and they completed that mission on Thursday night.
You know, you're able to beat Lisbon on Thursday night in the finals. Lisbon had been one of those kind of thorns in your side, and it was one of those deals where you, I think going in, you knew eventually you were going to have to get past that hurdle, right?
Yeah, I think the last 2 years they ended our season you know, in the third and fourth place game 2 years ago, and last year bowing out early to them, kind of getting upset early. I think that was on the girls' mind, you know, at the start of this season, you know, falling short and not being able to, you know, go further in the tournament. And then, you know, when the opportunity arose Thursday night and getting that rematch against Lisbon, I think they were extremely hungry and wanting to end their season one final time as well. So Lisbon was on a tear, though, you know, having their pitcher go a no-hitter and having a record of 15 strikeouts. I knew it was going to be a game of big hits, big runs, and we were on that side to get those big hits and those big outs when needed.
Courtney Darrow, the head softball coach at Newell Fonda, is my guest. Mustangs, your 1A state champions, knocking off Lisbon 4-1 on Thursday night. Coach, you mentioned some big hits. The biggest of which that you had came from your number 9 hitter, I thought, in the fourth inning. You got a 2-run single out of Mia Walker. And for me, I was there at the game and just kind of feeling that in the moment. I felt like once you got that base hit from Mia Walker to score those two runs, I thought, okay, Newell Fonda's going to take care of business from here on out. Did you kind of feel like that was the difference maker in the ball game?
I think most definitely. We got that one run early in the first inning, and, you know, that kind of put the pressure off us. We got that one run that's needed to win a ball game. And then when Mia came up with that clutch two-run hit, that was just amazing to see. She's been on fire, and you know, I always say it doesn't matter where you are in the lineup. Every girl on our team is going to produce no matter what. And she was able to come up with that big hit, you know. And once we got those runs, I knew our defense and I knew Kira. They were going to, you know, go to work and stay focused. And once they saw that we had that lead, I don't think there was anything stopping them.
I thought it was a big show of confidence from you because you called a sack bunt by your 8 hitter, McKenna Severs, to set up runners in scoring position, but with two outs for your number 9 hitter, Mia Walker. As you mentioned, you know, you have confidence in everybody in your lineup. I thought that was a very interesting move, and it's one of those deals where when it pays off, you really look like a genius.
Yeah, you know, I just have all the trust in all the girls. McKenna is one that is excellent at bunting, and I knew that was her forte, and I thought maybe we could catch Lisbon, you know, off balance a little bit because we didn't really bunt during that game, and that's something that we always do. And I knew Mia had the power in her, and she's been on fire that this tournament, and I knew when she gets her mindset going, and I knew she was due for a hit, and luckily, it turned out awesome, and, you know, I can't take the credit. It's all the girls. You know, if McKenna doesn't put that bunt down, Mia's hit doesn't happen. So the girls knew if, you know, they have to execute when needed, and they executed it extremely well.
Coach Courtney Darrow is my guest. Newell Fonda softball, your 1A state champions. They knocked off Lisbon in the finals on Thursday, 4-1. Coach, you got that 3-1 lead after the fourth. You added one in the fifth on a big hit from Mary Walker. Once you got that three-run cushion, you felt like you were kind of on cruise control at that point with the way Kira was throwing?
Yeah, I think Kira was on fire last night. All of her pitches were working. Our defense was phenomenal behind her. I thought, you know, once we had that three-run lead going into that sixth and that seventh, I knew the girls were going to go out and make plays behind Kira. Kira was throwing an excellent game. Our defense behind her was excellent. They just played a perfect game for a perfect state championship, you know, to end the three seniors' career as a state champ, four state champions. You can't ask for a better ending to a summer.
Yeah, I think so too. And that senior group you have is certainly special. Got a chance to talk to Ella Larson after the game on Thursday night, and you know she had a couple of big hits for you and scored that last run you got to go up 4-1. This senior group that you're going to graduate, I know you got a lot of talent coming back, but what does it mean here as these guys graduate, your three seniors? Kind of what do they mean to you and to your program?
You know, these seniors mean so much to me and this program and to our community. They have provided us with such a phenomenal run, experience, opportunity to kind of, you know, live out, you know, their dream and see their dreams become reality. They are the hardest working girls. They set the tone for everyone else underneath them. You know, younger girls look up to them. They're the role models that, you know, every coach wants to have, and they're going to be extremely missed. And I know that their futures, you know, going off to college and playing basketball, you know, the sky's the limit for those three. And, you know, the girls coming back, they had those three to look up to, and I know that they're not going to let them down, and we're just going to keep rolling on to next season.
Kira Jungers was named the tournament MVP or captain of the all-tournament team, I think is exactly how they word it now. She goes 3-0, goes three complete games for you in the tournament, gives up a total of four runs in 21 innings of work. I talked to her after the game, too, and I asked her, where does all that poise and composure come from on a big stage as just a freshman? For you, have you ever seen a player of that age with that kind of composure in such a big situation?
You know, I haven't. She is one that she's in that circle and she zones everyone out. There's multiple times, you know, we ask her, hey, did you hear us during this? She's like, no, I just zone everyone out. And so, you know, like, she's just so focused in that circle, and she's going to pitch her hardest because she knows her teammates are working just as hard behind her. And I thought, she pitched three phenomenal games this week. You couldn't ask for a better pitching performance from Kira. And I think, you know, having two state tournament under her belt, a state championship, the future's only going to get brighter for Kira. It's going to be tough to stop Kira later on down the road.
Yeah, for sure. I absolutely agree, and I know that is exciting for you to have three more years with Kira Jungers. Courtney Darrow's my guest. Newell Fonda softball, they're your 1A state champions. Coach, with Mia Walker's performance there in the finals for you, you know, she was everywhere defensively in left field, robbed them of a couple of hits, robbed them of an opportunity to score early. I thought that was kind of in your favor too, and was a big turning point in the game. She has the two-run single in the fourth. If you had to give out a game ball, Mia Walker get it for the finals?
You know, I think it's really tough for me to give it just to one player. Mia played a phenomenal job. You know, if she wasn't reading the ball so well, they might get those big hits, and it might be a total game changer. Mia definitely, you know, played her game, and she worked so hard off season to, you know, improve her bat, improve her reads in the outfield. But I think overall, you know, if I had 18 game balls, I would totally give 18 game balls to all of my 18 players. It doesn't just take one of us to win a state title. It takes all 18 of us throughout the whole season to accomplish what we just accomplished.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And you guys are very much team-oriented there. We know that from following your girls' basketball program during the winter and, of course, what you guys do with the softball team. Coach, I want to give you a chance here. Shout out your coaching staff and kind of what they've done with you, because being a former coach myself, I know that you're only as good as the staff around you.
Yeah, you know, it starts down younger. If I didn't have the parent involvement that we do in our community, none of this is possible. You know, I want to give a shout out to all the parents of the little girls, T-ball all the way up. They put a lot of time in to, you know, get the girls to love the sport, to learn the fundamentals, you know, and that makes my job easy, you know, when they already come in having a love for the sport and having the fundamentals down. It makes our job a lot easier at the high school level. The junior high, Coach Wilkin, Coach Henders, they did a wonderful job as well getting the girls prepared for that high school level, you know, trying to step up their game and, you know, play the best of their ability. Coach Schneider, my assistant, she decided to come back for this year, and I know the girls truly love her and all of her knowledge that she brings. She's one that, you know, I hope she continues to come back, because she's definitely one that provides the spark in all of us. You know, and it's also our community as well. They are at every game supporting us far, wide, hometown. They're there, always to see a blue, being loud. Our communities just love sports, and I'm glad that the girls were able to, you know, play for each other, play for them, but also play for our community and bring home another state championship.
Yeah, for sure. The Newell Fonda community is one that is a sports-based community. They follow you guys. They ride with you guys no matter what. I've been impressed in that. And the time that I've been here kind of seeing how they support you guys is pretty awesome. And I was happy for your community there to be able to be part of that championship for you guys on Thursday night. That was something that I was happy to see for you. Courtney Darrow is my guest. She's the head coach of Newell Fonda softball. Coach, some folks may know this, some may not. You know, you played at Fort Dodge Senior High, so you've got that background there. You're a Dodger before you went to Newell Fonda and got into coaching and that kind of thing. What did you take away from your time playing in the Fort Dodge program that you're able to apply as the head coach at Newell Fonda?
You know, playing at Fort Dodge, you know, you play the best of the best, and I wanted to bring that to Newell Fonda as well. Coach Adams always has a schedule that's a gauntlet. You go up against the best night in and night out, and, you know, at Newell Fonda, I wanted to bring that same mentality to our schedule to, you know, play the best and get challenged every single night. So, you know, I took that away from Coach Adams, and she just runs the bases so aggressively. And at Newell Fonda, we have a bunch of speed. There wasn't 9 girls at the state track for no reason.
Yeah.
So we wanted to bring that to the field as well, and, you know, use that speed and to our advantage. So those are the big things, you know, that I playing for Coach Adams that I wanted to bring to my coaching style as well. And just play hard every single inning, pitch out. The Dodgers, they go out and play hard. I can't say Coach Adams thank you enough for what she did for, you know, myself as a player. And I know I look up to that program, and hopefully we can be, you know, one of the top teams as they always are year in and year out.
You know, you guys played in the Fort Dodge Softball Invitational earlier this year, where you played some really high-quality competition. I think of your 4 losses, 2 came in that tournament because it's such a gauntlet of great teams from around the state. the day that you played Fort Dodge, I watched you play that game, and you took Fort Dodge to deep water. And I knew that with Fort Dodge, as good as they are, and you guys taking them, giving them all they could handle for about five innings, that day right there, I predicted you guys would win the 1A state championship. When you guys did that, did you kind of feel like, you know what, like, yes, legitimately, like, we are the favorites in 1A. If we can do this with one of the top teams in 5A, we should be able to win our class?
Yeah, I think the Fort Dodge tournament definitely was a changing point in our season. You know, going toe-to-toe with Fort Dodge, that was amazing to see. And, you know, they were on a tear against everyone. You know, they were run-ruling teams left and right. And, you know, being a 5A school and playing a 1A school, I knew it was going to take us to play a great game against them, and we did exactly that. You couldn't ask for a better game. That Kira pitched defensively. Jalen's a wonderful pitcher. Not very many girls can get hits, runs, let alone off of her, and we got one run against her. And I knew, you know, if we can go toe-to-toe with Fort Dodge, I think we're going to be a hard team to beat later on in the season.
Coach Courtney Darrow has been my guest. Newell Fonda, head softball coach. Coach, I appreciate your time here. Congratulations to you, the staff, the players, and the community there in Newell Fonda on the state championship. And thank you for making time for us here on the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.